take your Bibles while we remain standing to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The concluding part of the divine agenda. Amen. Now 1 Thessalonians, pick a text from there, what Apostle Paul said. We'll read it, the first 5 verses. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. That is, it will come when nobody is expecting it. When the world will not be expecting it. Amen. For when they of the world shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction coming upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and because thy word is a lamp now, revelation is the light. Under the pillar of fire that has shown us the way. Oh, it excites me. Hallelujah. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. After the Lord Jesus gave the parable of the sowers, in verse 9, in verse 10, He spoke to them in parables. I like to emphasize this. There are some things here I keep repeating in emphasis. Repeating and repeating so that somebody will appreciate God's grace in this age. When I see myself explaining ordinary water baptism from the scriptures, not from somewhere else, and a doctor of divinity does not know that simple revelation, as simple as it looks. Amen. Now, what excites me is that it is not even the man's fault. Hey, Jesus. Do you understand something? It is not even the man's fault. The mystery of it all is that man that cannot see it, it is God that has blinded his eyes. And you, that you are able to see it, it is God that has opened your eyes. So that you will understand grace and appreciate God and have reason to serve Him better than any other person. He loves you so much and you can't even tell why. You can't tell why. Here is Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 4 going out there in a crusade. This is a man that came to save the world. Thousands will gather to hear Him. And yet, He will speak in a way that they will not understand. Then why are you talking to them? Why? It is God playing out His agenda. It is God playing out His process of salvation. How He will do it, you will not understand. Now, He spoke to a big crusade. Mighty miracle signs and wonders taking place that attracted them to come. But when they came there, He had two groups of people there. He called some those that are outside and those that are within. Hey, Jesus. They are following Jesus. They are running and pursuing Him. But He still considers them outside the fold. That's a serious mystery. So the disciples too were confused. Verse 9. He said unto them, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. Because it's not everyone that has the ear to hear and understand. Then they asked him, verse 10, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. So it was not only the disciples. It was not only the 12 disciples that were of the fold. Those that were with him, and they were together with those 12 disciples. So apart from those 12 disciples, there were other people because Mary was there. Mary Magdalene was there. And other people that were following him, they were there. Amen. God calls them his elect. Okay. He said, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like the way Matthew put it. Let's go to Matthew 13. Because Matthew has a way of emphasizing some things in details. Verse 10, Matthew 13. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And this is his reply, verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given. Somebody shout, it is given. Oh, say very well. Who gave it? Who? God. Hey. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given. It is not given. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But verse 11 of Mark chapter 4. Amen. This is the way he put it. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, outside, all these things are done in parables. This is the reason that seeing, they may see and not perceive. And hearing, they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time, they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. It means some people's sins should not be forgiven. The mystery of salvation. There's a way we preach this gospel, you know, and then we're talking to the sinners, come, God loves you, God loves everybody, you know, hey, this and that. Yes, God loves everybody. God does not desire the death of a sinner. But I'm telling you this, God is also not gambling when it comes to salvation. God did not desire that Esau should lose his birthright. God was not happy that Esau was going to lose his birthright, even while he was in the womb. God knew it. God was not happy. That's why he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate, even before they were born. So also for every religious person, there are two groups of people that come to Christ. Those who truly are coming because they want to serve him, and those who are coming to him just for what they will get from him. And whatever is the purpose for coming to Christ will determine your focus on him. It will determine your focus on him. Two groups of people that are looking for the anointing. One is looking for the anointing to demonstrate the power. But anything beyond that, he doesn't want to know. While another one is looking for the anointing that will grant him understanding of God's word. Because he wants to live by the word. But another one, for the gain that is associated with the power, he is looking for the power. And that power is not looking for it to serve God. He's looking for power to attract the people to fulfill his own personal desires. And God knows everyone while you were in your mother's womb. God knows every one of us. And that is what determines. Somebody asked me a question on a text yesterday. Don't know if you are watching us now or wherever. Were you here? And you hear from outside. You say, how will I know my name is written in the book of life? I say, your response to the truth. Your response to the truth. And how you live your life before God determines whether your name is in the book of life or not. Because only those whose names are in the book of life, amen. Those who have their names in the book of life, they have certain identities. And it is not because your name is written there, that's why you have that characteristic. No, but God's foreknowledge saw those characteristics in you before you were born and put your name in the book of life. Praise the Lord. By foreknowledge. I want you to note, while I'm emphasizing this, to see reason to appreciate God and not just to worship God for fear of going to hell. No, don't fear God. Don't worship God because you don't want to go to hell. If that is the kind of relationship you have, oh my, you are afraid of your father that gave birth to you. You just obey him simply because you are afraid that he will cane you, he will beat you. If that is the kind of relationship you have with your father, amen, then when your father is not around, you will misbehave. Do you understand? No, it must not be. It must be born out of love. Why must a child love his mother? I have told you here several times that never you, I repeat, never ever grow up and turn to hate your mother. Even after you have grown up, you discover your mother hates you. Never ever. You have every reason to continue to love that woman, even if she's a witch. You did not take care of yourself when you gave birth, she gave birth to you. And she did not kill you when you were powerless in her arms. Not be when you grow up now, she will kill you. He said that. I hate that revelation. I hate it. It's a lie. It's just Satan coming to scatter the fabrics of family unity. Nothing like that. Yes, you could have problems. At any stage, you could be possessed. At any stage. Especially mothers. Not even fathers. Mothers. The suffering they went through in producing you. When you reflect in the past and all this, it gives you reason to love that woman no matter how bad she is now. The suffering that Jesus Christ went through to save you can never be compared with the things you have been praying for and he has not given you. So whether he gives me or not, I will love him. That God should love a sinner such as I. That while I was yet a sinner, he went to the cross on Calvary and died for me, translated me from hell to heaven, from fire to eternity. Why would I not love him? Just because I asked him for a business breakthrough, he didn't give me. I asked him for a wife, he has not given me. I asked him for a husband, he has not given me. Then you want to leave him and go to some other things. Lie. You have not caught the revelation yet. You don't know. Don't worship God because you are afraid of anything. Don't worship God to please man. Don't worship God out of fear. Worship him out of love. When you love someone, you will never like to hurt that person. Oh, keep that. But something must make you love him. It is a revelation. It's a revelation upon this rock of who Jesus is. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? The revelation of who Jesus is anchors you. Nothing can shake you away from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. There's a statement there I want to borrow. 8, 9, 10. After the revelation of the end was given, the end of things was given to Daniel. He saw it, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my God, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And this is the time of the end. This is a glorious period in the history of mankind, in the process of God's salvation. is to seal it from the time you saw this revelation. Don't worry. Don't bother about yourself. Keep it close. Keep that revelation close. Until when? The time of the end. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. I want you to note. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. If you know the process to achieve this. The process to be purified. Apostle, I think it's Peter. Is it Peter or Paul that spoke about a trial of our faith being much more precious than that of gold. And the process that gold is purified for the quality of gold to be achieved, what does it go through? Fire! Fire! Oh, okay, we'll talk about that some other time. The process that God makes all of us to go through to reach perfection. The process is not easy. Tried us by fire. He said, they'll be made white. To be made white there is to remove every stain of sin from you. The righteousness of God to be achieved in you. And tried. Temptations, frustrations, everyone will be tried. And when he said this, praise the Lord. The age of martyrdom had not yet come. When it said this, amen, this was fulfilled after Christ himself resurrected after Pentecost. Then we saw the various, horse riders, where we saw the white horse rider, the red horse rider, the black horse rider, and the pale horse rider. Those four horse riders, they were the storm that the Antichrist used against the church. And that is what the saints had to pass through to achieve what God was prophesying here, telling Daniel. Many shall be purified, verse 10, and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But, everybody, shall we go? But the wise shall understand. The wise shall understand. And the only thing that makes you wise is revelation. Nothing more. It's revelation that make you wise. That's why in verse 18 of Revelation chapter 13, when he began to give the revelation of, the exposition of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, then in verse 18 he said, here is wisdom. If you want to know who the Antichrist is, this is the number of his name. And the number is 666. Here is wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. That number, the number of the man. The man, there is a number you can use to identify him. And he said, here is wisdom. It is the number of a man. And the number is 666. Only the wise will understand that. Only the wise. And people are thinking that people are going to be given a mark on their body. 666. 666 is the identification of the man. Amen. It's the identification of the very, very Antichrist. Use 666. And know the man. And today we know the man. Can the wise clap their hands for Jesus? The wise, clap your hands for Jesus. It's very exciting to know it. To know that I know what other people don't know, and it's not because I went to school to know it. Amen. That's why when it is time to praise him, some of us praise him from our hearts. While some are praising him grudgingly. I've seen it several times. I'm standing in front of you and they see everybody. Some worship from their heart. Some are busy just entertaining themselves. They are worshiping in the flesh. Because they love music. And worshiping in the flesh. While you see some, they are lost. They are gone. Appreciating God for who He has been to him. The one thing I worship Him for is that He did not make me just a religious Christian. Kai. I'm not going to church on Sunday because today is Sunday. No. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are not in church today. If they tell you the reason that they are not in church, you just laugh. Whereas some, we could not wait for day to break. In fact, there are some that got ready for service today since yesterday. And there are some that we wake up this morning and grudgingly, joy. 9, we can't stay there. 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Today. Okay. Then they want encouragement. They will call, hello, okay. If they go to church today, say, I bet if he branch carry me, he's hoping that he will not branch. So that if he doesn't come, okay, now you make me no come church. You tell me, make a wait, you no come. Find one reason or the other. And that is also an evidence you don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. When you have the Holy Ghost in you, amen, the best place you will always find yourself is the presence of God. That is when the thing that is in you begin to bubble. But when you find it difficult to go to church, check the spirit that is in you. Because I know that some people here, they will be praying, oh Lord, today, oh Lord, let this service today, communion, finish before 5 o'clock. Why? Final match now today. They have prepared for this match. They have serviced their generator yesterday. They have extra plug for that generator. In case light goes off. And I'm not saying that you have sinned by watching football. But I'm saying there is time for everything. The seriousness you give to that football, you should also give it to the things of the Spirit. Then I will know you are rational. But it cannot be so much in the flesh until once it comes to the things of the Spirit, you get weak. But the things that gratify the flesh, you do everything to be there. Haba. Amen. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. And so, in this age, he said the wise will understand, and it's based on a revelation. So, go back and look at all the messages that we have preached on the divine agenda, the various parts, and let us try to conclude it. We saw that the gospel was meant for the Jews in the process of redemption, but because God intended from the foundation of the world to save both the Jews and the Gentiles. We saw the scriptures, and he decided by the way of the cross to bring everyone in the world unto one fold. But he did it this way. He deliberately blinded the Jews. Amen. So that because they rejected him, they rejected salvation, and he decided to turn to the Gentiles. And we looked at all the stories in the Old Testament that foreshadowed this very plan of God. He saw it in advance. And we saw that they rejected him, so he had to turn to the Gentiles. And we also saw how he came to the Gentiles. He demonstrated it by Jacob blessing the two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, the children of Joseph in Egypt in his old age, and how instead of placing his right hand on the senior who was by his right hand placed there by Joseph, the hand crossed to the junior and the left hand, less authority, crossed to the junior, not to the senior. So that he was speaking prophetically there that by the way of the cross, salvation will leave Israel and come to the Gentiles. And then he said, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. That second one, the last, is we, you and I, the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And how we will go in the rapture before the Jews will join us. Amen. And we saw that Israel, God came to Daniel, a type of the bride of Jesus Christ, in Daniel chapter 9, and gave him that divine timetable known as the 70 weeks of Daniel. And how he told him 70 weeks there is 490 years. Each week is 7 years. We proved it in the scripture. So we have 7 times 70. Gives us, he gave them a program that will last 490 years. And he spoke of the time that the program will start, when the commandment will be given for them to go and rebuild that city. He said that count from that time. Count from that time, and he calculated 69 weeks, 483 years from the time the commandment will go forth, the Messiah will be cut off. And exactly 445 BC, calculated, that is when the commandment was given, calculated to AD 33, when he was cut off. Exactly 483. Jesus Christ was killed. But he was given 490 years program. But when Christ was rejected by the Jews, I am summarizing. I went in details in the past sermons. When Christ was rejected, then he suspended dealing with the Jews. He hanged that 1 week, the 70th week, or the last 7 years, to complete the 490 years. Amen. See, in my former church, I love to worship, but I'm telling you, what used to get me in the spirit, and I feel anointing, is the revelation of the word. I'm telling you this thing. I could just pack materials and go to the camp. Stay there for 1 week. Not doing anything but just reading and studying. When they enter, like the prophets, they enter spirit. Now so my own they enter. It keeps me excited. I'm telling you. This is where the excitement is. This is where the excitement is. And I've told you that what I'm teaching is not in any bookshop. It is the opening of the word through the voice of the seventh angel. And William Branham did not also teach this to these details. But remember that the entire message is a spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. It's a spirit of revelation. Because we are supposed, you know, Apostle Paul says that, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Then he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. So that you understand, I am saying something now and I expect serious attention. That is what differentiates us from the denominations. What we know. It is what we know. There are people that have been here, and they left here to start their churches. And when you go to see what they are doing there, you just wonder whether true they were in this ministry. Whether true they were in this ministry. Revelation. One minister left this church and started his ministry and took our One Your Pastor tract and then went and changed a particular paragraph there concerning tithe, where we say it is wrong for a minister to take the tithe and say he's the pastor and all the tithe of the ministry belong to him, like many intermediate believers do. I say it is wrong. He removed that paragraph and put there that tithe of every ministry belong to the pastor. And some of his members came across the original One Your Pastor tract. Amen. Instead of them to go and write their own, they are coming to copy our own and just put their own address there. Well, there's nothing bad about it. If you can defend it, go ahead. It's not patented. And then before you know what, when they saw it now, the elders of the church, they call him for a meeting. Pride Assembly said like this, now the same track. Why you change them like this? Now they fight where they are now. As they talk, so now police, they settle them now. And they pass through this ministry. That's why I said, listen, you don't listen, you won't know what we stand for. You know why God brought you to pass through this ministry. You know. Don't be so hungry until you forget the process of salvation. Looking for food to eat. And it's still lack of revelation for you to ever think that you will serve God and He will leave you to be hungry. Nobody has served God faithfully and regretted it. There will be moments of trial. But at the end, you will come out as gold. Precious again. Hallelujah. One of these days, we shall stand here and give testimony how we overcome. Amen. So listen carefully, church. It's not intellectualism. This is revelation. Everything I tell you is here in the Bible. But God juggle it there, so that only Him can line them up for you. And in this age, the last church age, He's not reserving anything for another age. Therefore, everything that concerns the mystery for salvation, He has revealed it to His bride. Can we clap our hands to our God now? Hallelujah. Daniel is a type of the bride. And he was given a timetable. And while God was revealing all this to him, the other Jews in the Babylonian captivity, who were in those 70 years of captivity, before Daniel realized that they will not be here forever and decided, as we saw in Daniel chapter 9, to understand by the books how long they will stay. And by the time he found that out, he discovered that out of the 70 years period that sent them to that captivity, they had only 2 more years. They had spent 68 years. And then he went into prayer before the angel came with the divine timetable. Hallelujah. That stated the 6 things that will happen if you read it from verse 26, 27 of Daniel chapter 9. And by the time that the gospel, amen, they rejected the gospel by crucifying Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, the gospel came to the Gentiles. This is how we received salvation. And the God of Israel has become our God. And not just our God. We are called dogs. Not just that, but we have become His bride, His queen. After Vashti was rejected. King Asher was rejected by Vashti and a worthless slave in Babylon, Esther. From a slave, she became a queen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Gentile dogs, we have become the queen of Jesus Christ. the bride of Jesus Christ. So everything that pertains to salvation, He, God, has exposed it to us. Take note in Romans chapter 11. Amen. Verse 25 and verse 26. Even up to verse 27 or 29. For I will not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Because it's a mystery. It's a mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own conceits. That is the mystery. Blindness in part is happened to Israel. Until when? Until when? They will remain blind until the last elect member of the bride comes into the kingdom. And how will you come into the kingdom? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one spirit are we baptized into the body. Till the last member, whose name is written in the book of life, receives the Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Gentiles becoming. So he emphasized again in verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, that shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. This is what he said. As concerning the gospel, the good news, they are enemies for your sakes, for our sake. It's for our sake. But as touching election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. The Father there is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For his covenant with them, Israel remain his own forever. But for the sake of the gospel, they rejected the gospel, so he is fighting with them now. And using that period of fighting with them to get us into it. The Bible said to provoke them to jealousy. To provoke them to jealousy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Apostle Paul said it in several places that we should not make it look as if God has forgotten Israel forever. He has not forgotten Israel forever. And that is the timetable. He has a timetable that he is following. So, the fullness of the Gentiles will end with the second coming of Christ. It will end with the second coming of Christ, which is what we are expecting now. The program to take us into it ends with the rapture. After the rapture, no more salvation for the Gentiles. After that, it will turn to Israel. Why? Throughout the 69 weeks, 487 years, 83 years, he was dealing with the Jews. They rejected him. In 1833, they crucified Jesus Christ. And he turned to us. How many more weeks left to complete the 70 weeks? 1 week. He suspended it, as I've said before, that period between the 69th week and the 70th week. That period, that gap that he suspended is the Gentile age, church age. That is the period he was dealing with the Gentiles. After he has concluded with the Gentiles and taken us home, he will then come and reveal himself again to the Jews. For to complete the remaining 7 years or 1 week. For now, they are suspended as a nation. Here and here, God's own elect to fulfill his purpose among the Jews, they are getting saved here and here. I've seen a man from America that went to conduct a crusade in Israel, in a meeting in Israel. And he was rejoicing because he made an altar call and 15 Jews came out to give their lives to Christ. Well, to him, he is beginning to think that means the time for them to come in has come. And he's encouraging everybody, all of us, go there, go there, go there, go to Israel, go to Israel. I wish I had his phone number to call him. I was watching him on the television. As a time, he will not go to them as a nation. Just one, here and here, here and here, here and here. He'll pick them. God called them his elect. But concerning the revival for the nation of Israel, It will not take place until we are gone, but there is a stage that he will come in. For now, this is the timetable. For the Gentiles, remember, he has suspended Israel, so the program now continues with the Gentiles. So, he breaks it down into seven church ages. Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, those seven churches listed there, from Ephesus to Laodicea. Seven of them there. And each of them had an angel. And we try to let you know the mystery. That is what is confusing the people till now. That every church age, out of the seven church ages, every church age had a messenger, a star messenger, a man that God used to hold the light for that age. And others followed. There was a light bearer for every age. Amen. They had a voice, they had a message for that age. And all the elect, because when there is a movement, amen, it is always a mixed multitude. But God knows those that are his own. Amen. There is a deep calling to the deep. There is a deep to respond. Amen. There are people he had in that age, in his mind, written in a book of life, written for that age. They are the only ones that will catch it. But others too, we follow. We are coming to church today now. There are some people that follow you to church. I mean, I can follow you, God, at your church. Your religion, in fact, to them, is, you know, to please you, to make you happy that they are going to your church. And you too, there are two reasons why you are sometimes happy. Number one, you want to boast with your church that we are the spiritual church. Come and see something. While another one is happy that, Lord, as he's coming, may God arrest him to see what I have seen. Okay? Now. But they followed you as a social obligation. You know, sir, I invite you to come my own that time you come. Make me follow you, go your own. And as they are sitting down here, they are saying, it's now on to the table. By now, we don't hold our third service to our church. Which time would they close? Eh? Then some will come here now. By the time they see the way the prophecies are going, they say, Kai, if I stay for this church, if to stay at this church I did, the thing will kill my mama, if I not kill him, we foresee him. From now on, now here I go there. You understand what I mean? Praise the Lord. So this is a hiding place for protection from witches and wizards. Anything where they talk here, now you sabi, oh, now during prayer, when you say bring mirror, he will bring a big standing mirror. Bring padlock, he will bring 50 padlocks. Bring this one. Anything you say do, he has the phone numbers of all the prophets. So those ones, they are mixed multitude. But the foundation of God standeth having this sin. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He added, let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.